Every Tuesday, we check in with the MCCSE. Our special guest this morning, Keith, is...
Nate Oliver, the Director of Transportation for the MCCSE, and with school getting ready to start,
how do you have any time to speak with us here on a Tuesday morning, Nate? That's the first question.
Well, school's not started yet, so we still have some spare time.
Well, I thought you'd be out there testing tire pressure and making sure the chains on the bottom were working and the emergency exit doors were all ready to go. That's already done and ready, right?
It is. We've had our mechanics and our crew and work on buses and have them all summer. That's what they've done. So everything's ready to go. State police has inspected them to make sure they're safe to transport students. Everything's passed. So all that's taken care of.
Now,
we're just waiting for the first day.
Now, a little bit different this year because the fleet of buses you have is going to be managed by you folks on one end and then an outside company on the other. Tell us about the difference of, I guess, the number of buses, the responsibilities, the maintenance. How is that going to be different this year than from last year?
Well, the number of buses total will still be 124 routes. They will have 42 routes with Auxilio. They will do their maintenance themselves, but they still have to be inspected by the state police. They still have to report to me their inspection plan and safety protocols to make sure they match ours, and everything is still overseen through MCCSE so that they are doing the same things we are. Everything will be safe and efficient as most as possible.
Nate, tell me, you know this off the top of your head, how many miles a day do your buses travel, yours and Auxilio's?
All together a day, we run 10,110 miles a day.
Wow. Now, I-69 and closures and changes and all that, how are you handling all of that stuff?
I-69's been really good to give us notifications months in advance of when they propose to close a road. So we've worked all summer to route around, and we have different route schematics already in place in our routing software. So once a road closes, we just print off a new route description, give it to the drivers, and that way it's updated immediately. And that way we don't have to wait until, okay, the road's closed today, now we've got to prepare. We're already prepared months in advance.
Now, while you're on that topic, Mike already mentioned this morning that parents can see where the bus is and when it's going to be there. Talk a little bit about that, and how do you get that, and what does it cost, etc.?
We have an app. It's called Here Comes the Bus. They can go to mccsc.edu/HCTB. They'll need their student's ID number from school and then the school account number, which is 82359, and you can sign up for that notification. And then we also have a late bus text message service that you can go to on our transportation link from the homepage and sign up for that.
And that's all free?
It's all free. There's no charge to the parents whatsoever.
Now, and what you were just saying, if you get a route change, that all gets adjusted on what the parents can see?
Yes.
Now, what if I have more than one kid and they're in different schools? They ride the same bus?
You could ride the same bus, or you may ride a different bus. It just depends whether you're a city route or a rural route. Some of our buses on rural, the mileage is so long that the same bus cannot do the high school and the elementary because it wouldn't allow you to get to school on time.
Okay.
So
routes, baby. It's about routes. You got to get all those routes in there.
Yeah, right. So by using your student's ID number, you will track the correct bus for that student's ID.
Now, I want you to talk about this because you and I talked a moment before we got on the air. You actually watched for people that are violating school bus laws, the drivers and such. We want to talk about what the rules are. But how many violations did you track one day in this area?
We had 45 stop arm violations in one day in Monroe County.
That means the bus was stopped, the arm was out, the lights were flashing, and somebody went around the bus, which is against the law, correct?
Correct.
Now, what is the law? What if I'm in a four-lane road? What's the law?
If you're in a four-lane road and it's not divided by a grass median or a concrete barrier, all lanes must stop.
Okay.
How about this? When you see a school bus with the red flashing lights and arm out, just stop. It doesn't matter where you are. The worst case scenario is you'll be safe for it. But what can we do to make people become more aware of it? Is it issuing tickets? Is it what do you do as a transportation director? How do you try to get this message out?
I have all our bus drivers call in to us on a daily fashion, so I can contact the local law enforcement. They're great to work with us. I say, hey, we've had so many on Curry Pike today between this road and this road, and they will go and patrol that area three or 4 days in a row, and then they'll go to another one, so that they're really great to help work with us and get that solved.
Do you think part of this is just the, I don't want to say ignorance, but I'm going to say the ignorance of the of knowing the law?
I do. I think most people think, like on Curry Pike, because it's, you know, anywhere from 4 to 5 lanes in different areas, that they don't think they have to stop on that side. And may have been good to put up signs, but I just think most people don't know the difference between the actual divided highway and a non-barrier in the middle.
Right, and then that makes sense, because especially if you don't have kids, if you're not thinking about it and at that time of day. So it's good you can come on and tell us about it, because we'll hopefully pass that information on to some other people so they can remind you, or the police can help remind you. Because I think sometimes it's a little bit, you remember it a little bit more when the red, white, and blue pulls you over to the side and reminds you about the law than Keith and I do.
We're talking with Nate Oliver, who is the Director of Transportation for the MCCSC. Go ahead, Nate, with what you were going to say.
Most people, once they're ticketed, they'll never forget that's the law.
And then they can share it with others and make sure the kids are safe. But that's what we're in for. We're in for kids' safety. We want to make sure that everybody's getting on the bus and home from school in one piece.
Now, Nate, both you and Auxilio are still always looking for drivers. Is that correct?
We are. We always are hiring, because myself, I want to be able to offer more things to our students, early trips, late trips. So having a larger staff just increases those opportunities that we can offer.
Now,
so
you've done a couple of things about team buses too. Explain that.
By contracting out with Auxilio, that freed up some of our buses. So we've had them painted up into team buses so that they don't have the stop arms on them. And that way we can take people that may not want to get a yellow card. They just want to get a CDL and a public passengers. It frees us up to hire other drivers that would not otherwise be interested in that job. And we can use them to do early trips, sporting events, field trips to Indy. And they don't have to return back to be here for the dismissal of school. So we can send those out on longer trips. So that'll really be a lot of opportunities that we can offer that we've not been able to before.
But the bottom line is you're ready. Auxilio's ready. The buses will be there. And is there anything else people need to do to get prepared for their kids to be on the bus the first day?
We'll be sending out bus card information. They should receive them August 8th. That'll have their stop information of when the bus will be there, their bus number, so they'll know when to look for it. They can also go online, click on our transportation link, and they can get their bus stop information in there if they don't want to wait till next week to get their information. And that will help, you know, see when to expect the bus. I also ask that the public remembers that we do start August 9th, and there will be buses back on the road, so traffic will be slow in the morning. So try to leave early for work and not get stuck behind the bus and push a bad situation.
Nate Oliver, Director of Transportation for the MCCSC.
And the best place to get all your information on transportation issues, or if people have any questions for you, Nate, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Best way to get a hold of us is to call here into transportation. Phone number is 812-330-7719. Or like I said, you can always look us up on mccsc.edu/transportation.
All right, here's to a great semester. We know we'll talk to you as the semester carries on. Let's hope we have as many snow days as last year. And we don't have to worry about too much. We know you're a very busy man, and we thank you for your time.
Thank you.